Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation today is with Ann Brown, Chairman, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Welcome, Ann.
Thank you. It's delightful to be here.
Well, let's start by finding out more about the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Could you describe the activities for our listeners?
Well, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is the federal agency that oversees the safety of 15,000 different kinds of consumer products used in and around the home. Everything from toasters to toys is under our jurisdiction. When you get up in the morning and you take a shower in your non-skid tub until you go to bed under your electric blanket, we are taking care to make sure that families and especially children are safe. Now, we have many tools that we can do that with. We can do mandatory and voluntary standards or recalls or civil penalties, education, publicity. And we have a very, very active hotline. We have received over 4,000 complaints on our hotline and about 3,800 complaints over our website just last year. So one of the most important things that we have to do at the agency is to be in constant touch with our customers, and those are American consumers.
Let's find out something about your career. How'd you start?
Well, let me tell you that right now I have what I call my dream job. I certainly was an outside critic of this agency for many years. I felt it was all bun and no beef. I didn't think it really did what it needed to do to protect consumers. I was a Washingtonian. I grew up here in Washington, and after I went away to Smith College and then came back and graduated from George Washington my last year because I married my husband, who I've now been married to for 42 years, which is actually my greatest achievement. I started working for a newspaper here in Washington. Then I went off to have my kids, and then I went back into politics. But I started a grassroots consumer organization. And we did many, many things, consumer advocacy kinds of issues. But one of the things we did was the safety and quality of toys and children's products. And so I got to be a children's product expert and a safety advocate. And I started all those toy safety surveys that you saw in the 1980s. And when I got interested in the safety of toys and children's products, I got interested in the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And I knew the president and Mrs. Clinton from being active in national politics as well. And Mr. Clinton became president, and the president asked me, would I like to head up the Consumer Product Safety Commission? And I said, you bet I would.
What got you interested in consumer issues way back then?
Well, quite honestly, it was something I didn't have to go back to get an advanced degree for, if I tell you the truth. I had had enough of school. I wanted to be out in the world. And I also knew that the people of Washington, D.C., by only having a local government and not a federal government, really weren't represented on consumer issues. My father had been a merchant in downtown Washington, and I was a latchkey kid. I went to school and took two buses downtown and sat in the back fitting rooms of his store and watched the buying and selling mechanism. And then I would walk on F Street and see people buying and selling. I got very interested in the process of buying and selling and equity for consumers. And I also always had a good appreciation of the problems of the businessman, for after all, my father was a small businessman.
You've had a lot of experiences in the different sectors, in the public sector, the private sector, perhaps from your father, and the nonprofit. Could you describe your perceptions of the different cultures?
Well, certainly government is very different. If you're in government, you basically have to be more careful about what you say and do because you wield more power. And so you just can't mouth off anytime you think about it. And you also have to be careful because you can affect businesses in a very important way. So you never want to do anything in government that isn't absolutely firmly believable and well documented. That's a very important thing. I think the similarities between the public and private sector are that I'm a very mission-oriented person. At this agency, I have a great mission. I had a great mission when I worked out in the field as a consumer advocate and as a children's safety advocate. Mission defines me and motivates me. And I think that's exactly the same thing as when you're in government. Of course, when you're in government, you do have more power and you have to use it judiciously.
How do you measure the success of your mission in government?
Well, one way that we do it is actually by seeing what has happened in numbers of deaths and injuries. I love it when people used to tell me at this agency they gave out 1 million pamphlets. Well, you can give out 1 million pamphlets. How do you define whether people have taken those pamphlets, read the information, and whether they have absorbed it and whether they act on it? We can really tell one thing is by the reduction of deaths and injuries. And since this agency came into being, they have reduced injuries a third and reduced deaths a third. We announced this year, for example, that we've seen a 20% reduction in injuries to children from children's products, the first time the agency's ever seen such a reduction. So one of the ways we know we're successful is if we see a reduction in deaths and injuries, that's a result, and I'm a very result-oriented person. We can also see results by the kind of connection we have with consumers, and we have seen consumers learning about our agency, knowing about us, contacting us. It's been a tremendous give and take.
What drew you to public service?
Well, I say what every other politician says in the world, but it's true. The ability to make a difference in people's lives. I'll tell you what didn't draw me to public service, and that was the money. But certainly I was drawn by the possibility of making a difference, and I must say I've been enormously gratified by that.
And what position or training best prepared you for to be the leader of this organization?
Quite honestly, all my past life experiences have built up to taking this job. I mean, I joke that when I was a captain at camp, I learned leadership. And when I worked with my consumer group, I learned how to work with volunteers and how to motivate people. When I worked for a newspaper, I learned a lot about how you make an issue palatable, how you get attention from the public, how to use the press. Certainly as an advocate, I became enamored of a mission, and I was able to carry over that mission to the agency. So I think that specifically my sense of mission, my knowledge of product safety, and press training and media training were my major attributes that qualified me for this job.
In your years of government service, what qualities have you observed as key for good leaders?
Well, good leadership, I think, is ageless. We see the leadership qualities from over the ages, from the 12th century, the 21st century, doesn't really matter. I think a vision. I keep coming back with that commitment to a vision. Passion, energy, charisma, teamwork, flexibility, and responsiveness to change. The worst thing anybody can say to me at the agency is when I say, why are we doing it this way? And they say, because we always have. That's death as far as I'm concerned. So the liveliness, the inquisitiveness, the ever being responsive to what needs to be changed, I think is very important.
Do you think those characteristics will change for the future leaders?
I don't think so. I think those are basic characteristics, personality aspects that will always be the same. I think they were before, and I think they will be in the future.
I'm talking with Ann Brown. This is the Business of Government Hour. We'll rejoin our conversation in just a few minutes.